The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, May 23, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez thanked the donation made by Cuban immigrants to the pediatric liver transplant program through the solidarity platform Bridges of Love. The official stressed this gesture of altruism breaks the obstacles placed by the U.S. blockade on the island's public health system, which has increased access to supplies and medicines or is prevented from acquiring technologies with U.S. origin components. Bridges of Love bring hope to Cuban children who are victims of the senselessness of a criminal and inhumane blockade, Rodriguez wrote on the social network Twitter. This Sunday, representatives of the Bridges of Love initiative delivered to the William Soler Hospital in this capital a part of the chemical compound essential to perform liver transplants in children. This health program in Cuba has been stopped for 2 years due to the lack of this medicine, Cuban television authorities from the Ministry of Public Health told and explained that it will be resumed as a result of this gesture of solidarity. This is the first step. We will send all the medical material necessary to save the lives of all children, the project coordinator Carlos Lasso said on Facebook. Until today, Cuba has not reported cases of acute childhood hepatitis of unknown origin or monkeypox, but remains alert to these diseases and works on a care protocol for both. This was confirmed by the National Director of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Public Health, Francisco Duran, who stressed that in all institutions there are medical surveillance teams to detect any of the conditions if it appears. He said that cases of other hepatitis have been confirmed in the country, but none with the characteristics of the new condition. Regarding the monkey virus, Duran indicated that previously it was a disease that had remained endemic in West and Central Africa, but now it has appeared in different countries, especially in Europe, in addition to the United States, Canada, and Australia. It is a zoonosis, that is, a disease that is transmitting mainly from animals to humans, although it can pass from one patient to another, and there are cases due to sexual intercourse. To date, there are no specific treatments or vaccines against the infection, although outbreaks can be controlled. Although no patient has been detected in the Caribbean nation, surveillance is maintained, especially of people who come from African countries and other nations where they report confirmed cases. The third Cuban civil society forum, Thinking Americas, a meeting in Havana this Monday to discuss issues related to health, environment, digital transformation, and democratic governance. The meeting is held at the Jose Marti National Library and denounces the intensification of the aggressive policies and the discrediting campaigns against the island, said Norma Goicochea, president of the Cuban Association of the United Nations, ACNU, the convening organization. The issues of the forum coincide with those of the 9th Summit of the Americas, scheduled to be held in the U.S. city of Los Angeles on June 6 to 10. To which Cuba is not invited. And in the international agenda, we have that. The President of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said in his morning press conference that his American counterpart, Joe Biden, still has not responded about an inclusive summit of the Americas. To a question about it, the President replied that there is still time and revealed that they are still talking, dialoguing with the purpose of inviting all the governments of the region, and there is a good disposition of the United States government in this regard. At least, he said, he has acted respectfully so far. There has not been a total blunt rejection, and there are days to go, So I hope that this week we can already report so as not to be speculating or conjecturing, giving impressions. Therefore, the best thing is that once we have all the elements, fix our position. To another question about whether he had already received the invitation that the Biden government reportedly is already distributing, Lopez Obrador replied that there has been no problem, but he has not received it. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service said that the majority of Latin American nations refused to join the U.S. sanctions against Russia and to question Russia's military operation in Ukraine. According to information received by the intelligence service, most Latin American countries showed their lack of interest in unconditionally complying with the demands of Joe Biden's government to condemn Russia's special military operation in Ukraine and join Western sanctions, said an intelligence service statement for the Sputnik News agency. The U.S. State Department recognized that Latin American presidents try to avoid this issue in bilateral contacts with Washington, prioritizing internal and regional problems. Likewise, the Summit of the Americas, scheduled for June 6th to 10th in Los Angeles, USA, could be frustrated as a result of the refusal of several countries to discuss the situation in Ukraine. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.